Good afternoon. It's another sunny, warm weekend and a great time to hit the road to enjoy our local wineries. So stick around as I head out on the wine road.
Yeah, we have the actual barrel makers out here toasting and building barrels so people can see that. We got a great lineup of chefs. There's all kinds of fun stuff to do that day. And it's, really about food, wine, and education.
Coming up today, you'll hear about a fantastic event in Sonoma County at Kendall Jackson and my discussion with longtime winemaker Charlie Sigaletis of Klein Cellars, south of Sonoma. I'm Jeff Davis. Thanks for being in front of the radio again today or on your computer, wherever you happen to be listening. On the Wine Road is sponsored by Sonoma Clean Power, sourcing cleaner electricity and delivering programs that fit your lifestyle. Sonoma Clean Power, innovation grown locally. By On Fire, where they carry attractive high-end outdoor kitchens, furniture, fireplaces, and grills for homes and businesses. They're on Cleveland Avenue in Santa Rosa. And by Mercedes-Benz of Santa Rosa and Smothers European Volvo Cars, a family-owned business since 1982. You'll find them on the Corby Auto Row. It's harvest season again in wine country, and Kendall Jackson is once again presenting their second annual harvest celebration on September 30th. I sat down with KJ's chef Justin Wangler and chef Tracy Shepos-Chinami, who you'll hear in the next segment because those two just released a brand new cookbook called Season. We'll get to that shortly. But now I'll chat with Justin about Kendall Jackson's harvest celebration that will engage all of your senses.
Yeah, we're super excited and, thanks for coming out and hanging out in the garden today. I mean, you can see what this place is going to look like. It's absolutely stunning out here. It's a beautiful time of year. All the flowers are popping. The grapes are on the vines and it's a fun time to be outside here in Sonoma County. We got some guest chefs coming from around the country. We have a lot of our favorite local chefs and we're really excited because we added a cooking demo stage this year. And we have Chef Douglas Keene from Two Birds One Stone doing a cooking demo, and then myself and Tracy are going to be doing a demo with dishes out of our new cookbook, Season Cookbook, so we're super excited about that. And then we have Kyle Connaughton, the chef from Single Thread, who's absolutely amazing. Yeah. He received 2 Michelin stars right off the bat. He was named 50 best restaurants in the world, one to watch for this year.
Wow.
And he's going to be here with his wife, who's also the farmer, and Tucker Taylor. And they're going to be talking about what it means to be farm to table in fine dining in this day and age. So that should be really exciting to hear.
Hasn't Single Thread only been open like maybe 2 years?
Yeah. I think just around 2 years. And one of the few restaurants to just go straight to 2 Michelin stars off their first year, which is pretty amazing. So.
Wow. You know, I was looking over my notes from last year, and I referred to the first harvest celebration as a more intimate event compared to the long-running tomato festival that was very popular here. But there was so much going on last year. I was really surprised at how spread out it was across the beautiful lawn here. You had a variety of different areas where guests could sit and lounge, and I think greater accessibility to your garden here, too, if I'm not mistaken.
Yeah, I think it worked out really well, and I'm really excited to do it again. And, you know, we did the Tomato Festival for 20 years, and it was awesome, but it just became really big. You know, we'd have close to 2,200, 2,400 people here, and we took a step back and wanted it to be more about the garden, more about food, wine, and farming. So we teamed up with the Master Gardeners, so they do a lot of educational things here that day. And we added some more new stuff this year. But, yeah, it's a lot more intimate, and the quality of the food's gone up. We're very fortunate because Snake River Farms has donated the pork and beef for us again this year. So people are getting amazing quality ingredients. We have our caviar company we use here that day. Our seafood company's donated some beautiful crab. So a lot of the vendors have really stepped up to help us pull off this charity event, which has been awesome. And one thing I'm really excited about this year is we have our gentleman Brian Malone, who manages our truffle orchard. He's bringing out a couple of the truffle dogs, and unfortunately truffles aren't in season quite yet. They should be in season in November, but we're going to buy some truffles in and we're going to bury them and we're going to have the dogs go out and find them. So that should be pretty fun to watch. We also have the Master Gardeners doing all kinds of planting demonstrations. We have a crudité station about harvesting vegetables with Tucker Taylor. Backyard, the chefs from Backyard, Daniel, he's going to be over here, and he's going to do a preservation station. So they're going to be teaching people how to pickle and preserve and have some tastings along with that. There's all kinds of stuff.
I saw barrel making and mozzarella stretching.
Oh, yeah. We have our friend Shauna Davis is going to have a station where people can learn how to make mozzarella, which is a lot of fun if you haven't done that before. Yeah, we have the actual barrel makers out here toasting and building barrels so people can see that. There's all kinds of fun stuff to do that day. And it's, yeah, really about food, wine, and education.
Even outdoor painting sessions, and not to forget, live music as well.
Yeah, we split the music up and put some music in the garden this year, and it's a little more chill, more acoustic style music, which I think will be more fun.
Yeah, you had a little bit of that last year too,
yeah,
right, as you meander
sure.
through.
So that'll be great. You know, there's a lot of wine tasting.
We can't forget the Kendall Jackson wines will be here as well.
Yeah, well, a lot of amazing wines that day. Beekeepers as well will be here talking about bees. A lot of local cheesemakers. Tracy brought in a lot of her friends. We have Nicasio Valley Cheese, Point Reyes Farmstead Cheese, Beehive from Utah, who have been helpful over the years. And they actually fly out and serve their cheese at this event just because they love coming to Sonoma County. Chavu, which is a new cheese company out of Healdsburg. And then we have Shauna Davis, Epicurean Connection. She's going to be doing the cheese tasting and demo. Jeff Mall, who is Bean to Bar Chocolate, he used to have Zen Restaurant in Healdsburg.
Oh, yeah.
He's going to be serving his chocolate here, which will be cool. Hog Island Oysters will be serving lots of oysters, which will be fun.
There was always a line in front of that table last year.
Yeah, there's always a good line at the oysters. Everybody loves local oysters. Yeah, we got a great lineup of chefs. We have Seatai Bistro, Chef Tony. He's doing a crab dish, which sounds delicious. Mark Stark from Willie's Wine Bar, which he's rebuilding over near Pacific Market now. They just started construction on the spot over there, so that'll be the new Willie's location. He's coming out to do Snake River Farms Volcano Shank Tacos, which is like this beautiful pork shank. Daniel Keaton's got the pickle booth. Josh Silver's going to be doing some mushrooms from Gourmet Mushrooms in Sebastopol. He's going to be making pizzas out in the wood-burning oven. The Munini's out in the garden, so he'll have his pizza station. One of my favorite restaurants, Rocker Oyster Fellows, Chef Brandon's coming out to do his fish tacos, which are awesome. Then we have Kendra Calling, the farmer's wife, doing heirloom apple, pomegranate, fig, local cheddar, grilled cheese sandwich, which sounds pretty awesome. And then first time, Dustin Vallette's going to be down here. He's got some Snake River Farms pork shanks he's going to be braising.
Great guy.
Yeah, he's a good dude. And then we have the folks from Boone Eat and Drink coming up. They're making a banh mi sandwich. They call it the Boone Mi sandwich, which will be fun. And then our guest chefs, we have Brooke Williamson. She's from Top Chef. She's from Los Angeles. And she's going to be doing Snake River Farms Bistro Filet with charred eggplant. And she's awesome. One of my favorite Top Chefs of all time. And then Casey Thompson, who is also on Top Chef. She's from Texas originally. She lives in Napa. She's going to be serving some caviar. And then we have Chef Sylvia from Brooklyn, New York. She's going to be here as well. And from San Francisco, a good friend of ours from Flour and Water, Chef Ryan Poulnow and his buddy Thomas McNaughton are going to be here with their cookbook and serving braised pork cheeks, which sounds delicious.
Wow, goodness gracious.
Yeah.
So the key to really getting the most out of this event is to arrive hungry.
Yes, very hungry and
very
thirsty.
And very thirsty, and then plan on not eating any more the rest of the day.
Yeah, we should have you covered. So super excited to have all these chefs here, and it's really fun because we did spread it up, and it's actually in the garden. There's lots of natural shade from the beautiful walnut trees, and you can kind of just take your time and walk around. And we also have some really good ice cream. I forgot about my buddy Tony from Fiorello's. He's going to have a red wine ice cream, a white wine ice cream, and a couple of his favorite ice creams. And of course our amazing chef Buttercup will be here doing some chocolate dishes as well. So
Buttercup,
yeah, he's really talented dude. He was on the culinary Olympic team. He competed and got fifth place in the world in the chocolate competition. And yeah, he just got back in town today from Tokyo. He's been in Tokyo cooking for 2 weeks, so he gets around, that guy.
Well, as you mentioned, you can take your time because it's 5 hours of fun, and it all benefits, as you mentioned earlier, the UC Master Gardener Program of Sonoma County. So it's a good cause as part of this great event.
Yeah, and the Master Gardeners, the thing I like about working with them is they really show up and they participate. I mean, they have some really, really cool demos. And, you know, the Master Gardeners is just a great network. I mean, they have to do a certain amount of community service hours, and they're great people to talk to about water usage and what to plant and, you know, planting local native species. So that's a lot of fun. We also added a new one, flower crown making, which I personally have never done. But, yeah, you can make some flower crowns. So we're going to have some beautiful flowers and some folks to teach you how to do that. So should be a fun day. And it's a Sunday, which is different. And it's midday. So,
And I want to do a special reach out to my listeners in Napa Valley. We're on KVON over there now. And it's certainly worth the drive. If you're thinking about, well, it's way over in Sonoma County, up on the 101. But it's certainly worth taking the time to come over here and enjoy it.
Yeah, the garden's just a really magical place. I mean, Tucker Taylor is our master gardener, and what he's done with this place is unbelievable. So the chefs will also be cooking with a lot of his produce as well.
He was with the French Laundry before, correct?
Yeah, he's been with us for coming up on 6 years now, and he was at the French Laundry for 5 years. So he's been in the area, and he does amazing photos. So if you do Instagram, check out Farmer T on Instagram, and you can see what our garden looks like and what he's growing.
Well, I think Justin pretty much covered all of what you'll see at Kendall Jackson's Harvest Celebration, Sunday, September 30th. Can you imagine it? All of those he mentioned will be on hand. Find tickets and more info at kj.com. It's a long afternoon, too, 11 to 4, with a 10:30 entry for club members. Up next, Chef Tracy joins us to discuss their new cookbook called Season, as we continue on the wine road. This is FM News Talk KSRO. I'm Jeff Davis, and you're listening to On the Wine Road. I'm in the gazebo in the garden at Kendall Jackson Estate and Gardens, talking with Chef Justin Wangler. KJ's Harvest Celebration is coming up on Sunday, September 30th. Now I wanted to chat with Justin and Chef Tracy Shepos-Chinami about a new cookbook they have cooked up, so to speak, with farmer Tucker Taylor. This is an incredible, beautiful book called Season, the Year of Wine Country Food, Farming, Family, and Friends. It's a good-sized, jam-packed book.
Yeah, we wanted a coffee table book that people bring in their kitchen and hopefully get dirty, because we really want people to cook the recipes. And it's cool because it's a cookbook, but it's more than that, too. There's also tips from Tucker on farming and planting and sourcing from farmers markets and farmers. And then it's really cool because it's all paired with wines from a master sommelier named Michael Jordan, who used to be with Disney. He was the head sommelier at Disney for a long time. Really, really great dude. Calls himself the sommelier to the people. He also has a radio show, actually, too. But he loves wine. He loves food. He started as a chef and moved into the psalm world. So it was really fun to collaborate with him on all the pairings of the wines. And it's cool. It's a seasonal cookbook, and it really showcases what we do here in Sonoma County. We want to inspire people to, you know, live like they live in wine country, even if they're, you know, in their backyard. So.
Right, right. Tracy, how long have you guys been working on this book?
We've been working on this book for many years. Actual hands-on work for about 2 years, and then many years before that, just conversation and leading up to, you know, how do we do this? What do we want to do? How do we make a really great cookbook?
Yeah. Did it come to you in different levels, and did you finally decide, well, let's incorporate this and that, and you came up with the final product?
You know, the final product evolved as we were doing the cookbook, truthfully, because this was the first time we really wrote a cookbook. And so what you think you want and what ends up really happening, what becomes the reality and what's going to be the most successful evolved over time. But a lot of the inspiration was, you know, we have so many guests come here to the Kendall Jackson Wine Center and Gardens, and they love the food, and they ask for the recipes. So over the years, we've handed out recipes to people, and finally we thought, well, gosh, there's so many recipes that we love and that other people love. If we start putting this in a cookbook, then people can have a handful of recipes that they enjoy and can bring back home.
Yeah, the wine and food pairing here is just a fantastic experience. Even the way that the food is prepared, you know, it's the presentation is lovely, and how nice to be able to try to recreate some of it at home.
Yeah, I mean, that's the goal. We want this book to be inspiring to people to maybe plant an herb in their windowsill or, you know, plant an edible flower, or to be going out to their farmers markets a little bit more, talking to their local farmers about what they want, and really exploring food that way. And the same thing with wine, maybe trying a wine that you haven't had before, you know, having a fun party with your friends where you can actually have food and wine pairings and impress them with something that you learned while you were on vacation visiting here.
You know, inspiration is a great part of this, because that's one thing my wife always wonders every spring. It's like, what am I going to plant? What do we want to eat? What herb or what vegetable? And boy, this, you can skip through here and go, oh, we want that. We want this. We should plant that.
Yeah, we've got a whole year worth of menu planning in here for people. And Tucker has given a ton of gardening tips. So again, definitely inspiring to what you want to plant and grow and eat and drink.
Yeah, I think the fun thing is in the lead up to each chapter, Tucker talks about, you know, what's growing in the garden currently and, you know, what he's planning for next season. So it kind of gives you a little what's happening now, but also an outlook of what you need to be getting in the ground if you want to have some food in the next season. So
yeah, it helps with the foresight, like you were saying. What do you want to be eating next season? Yeah.
You told me that today is the launch of the book, huh?
Yeah,
we're talking on Tuesday, and this will air on Saturday. So you're heading down to San Francisco for the big kickoff.
Yeah, so this is our book birthday.
Yep, happy book birthday.
What's going on in the city?
We're having an event in North Beach. Invited some media and some friends, and we're cooking some dishes from the book and signing books down there. So that'll be fun. And then the next two nights, we'll be at Williams-Sonoma doing some cooking demos there in Union Square. Yeah. So yeah, we're bouncing around. It's interesting. You sell books differently these days than you did back in the day. It's not just going to the bookstores. It's you know, with a book like this, it's a lot of different places that are about food and wine that will be popping up. So.
And it's certainly available here in the tasting room, I imagine.
Yeah, it's available in the tasting room, and it's actually available online at seasoncookbook.com.
And we should give a shout out to, I can't remember if you mentioned it earlier, if we were just talking about it, but the photographer. The photographs in here are just beautiful.
Yeah, we got Alan Campbell. He's a local dude here in Sonoma County. I think I've been working with him for around 18 years at this point, 17, 18 years. So good dude. He's did a lot of our bottle photography for Kendall Jackson over the years, and he's done a lot of our food photography. So
yeah, I mean, he really, you know, between him and the rest of the team that we worked with, I mean, it really, they made our vision come to life in a way that I think even beyond what we expected. So it's really cool to see the final product and to see this book that it's just beautiful. I mean, I still look at it and can't believe it's real, truthfully. So it still has to settle in.
Are you thinking, did I create that recipe?
I mean, it's a little wild. We definitely had a huge team, but it's pretty wild to see your name on a book. And even greater than that, it's pretty awesome to have your name on a book and to feel so proud and to be able to know that what we have in there is, you know, the recipes are so well tested. You know, about 90% of the produce that are photographed in the book is actually produce that Tucker grew on property here at Kendall Jackson. I think that's really unusual. And I think it's just going to be a really great, like, I think this book is going to provide a lot of new favorites for people in the fall. We've got some great dishes that could become a new Thanksgiving favorite, lots of inspiring summertime food. I mean, really in every season, there's just so many great recipes. And a lot of the recipes, yes, we're chefs, and so there are some recipes in here that are aspirational. But for the most part, these recipes are really approachable. You don't have to be a chef to be able to recreate these recipes. And that was the goal. We want this book to be, you know, in your kitchen, dog-eared with food stains and for years to come, and for people to, you know, be able to actually cook these recipes, some of them on a regular old Wednesday night for dinner.
Like some of the wines. That's my Tuesday night wine or Wednesday night wine.
Yeah.
I think one thing that was cool, we learned early on that our recipes weren't translating from our fancy ovens in the kitchen to our home stoves. And, you know, I went home and I cooked one of the dishes out of the book, and it took me like 2 hours, and I had a ton of dishes. And I was like, you know, I would never cook that again at my house. So we kind of took a step back and said, hey, why are we writing this cookbook? So we simplified kind of some of the dishes. And the other thing we did early on was we went out and got a stove, a home stove, and put that out behind the kitchen. So we actually tested all the recipes on the home stove, which, you know, can make in a recipe a 10 to 20 minute difference in cooking time. So I think as far as cookbooks go from chefs, I feel like this one's pretty well tested. So hopefully dishes are well replicatable at home.
I like that term, aspirational. It's like, you look at a recipe and you're like, all right, I'm diving in. I'm aspiring to get this one done.
Yeah, I mean, definitely. We have such a talented pastry chef, Robert Nieto, affectionately known as Buttercup. And he's so talented. And I think pastry in general can be a little bit more technical and aspirational in general. And so he, I would say that a handful of his recipes are definitely maybe a little bit more involved and time consuming, but so well worth it. As well as some of his pastry recipes, you know, he's got this delicious apple cobbler recipe, great for this time of year. That is a lot, you know, a lot more, you know, approachable if you've never baked before. So he's got some balance there too, but you know, we wanted to be able to be very reflective of, how we cook and what we do as a team as well.
Well, good luck to you with the book. I'm sure it'll be a big success, but I'll be interested to check in a year or two and see how the sales are going and see if you're inspired to do a second one. Congratulations on that accomplishment, and we're really looking forward to this year's Harvest Celebration, celebrating harvest here in Sonoma County. We invite our Napa friends to come on over and enjoy it as well, and we'll see you guys then.
Thank you so much for having us.
Cool. Look forward to seeing you there.
Chefs Justin Wangler and Tracy Shepos-Chinami. If you love to cook, pick up Season. Or if you know someone who loves to cook, what a gift that would be. It's about $50. But hey, if you compare it to skipping a night out of fine dining, it's well worth it. And once again, the Harvest Celebration with a great list of chefs, demonstrations, incredible food and wine is Sunday, September 30th at Kendall Jackson Estate and Gardens. Details at kj.com. I'm Jeff Davis, and this is On the Wine Road.